Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Yes, you are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Saturday night, May 18th, 2019. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. And we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Well, as usual, I see that God has opened up another door. We have new listeners once again. So I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, please get your Bibles, get your pens, get your paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God who's going to deliver God's word on tonight. In the persons of my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word once again on tonight. So you need to get your Bibles, pens, and paper ready to follow along with him as we go through God's word together on tonight. And you also have a chance to call your neighbor, call a friend, and tell them to tune in so they can be blessed by God's word as well on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time. Why? Because we serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know no matter what we're going through, no matter how many trials or tests or tribulations, we know those who are saved in your Son Jesus' name, we know without a doubt that you're worthy to be praised in the midst of it all. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, and every faithful, committed doer of your word, also the man of God, Pastor Norman King, that's going to bring your word on tonight. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, and blot out all of our transgressions and iniquities. In Jesus' name I pray that we will be able to continue to walk in and fulfill our God purpose in the earth for your glory, and our living will not be in vain. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you are moved by your spirit through your word on tonight. Touch those that are listening that do not know your son, Jesus Christ. It's our prayer, our hope, and desire that something will be said through your word on tonight that will prick their hearts wherever they may be. They will be able to open their own mouth and receive your word and open their mouth to confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask to be forgiven of their sins and transgressions. They will ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. And once they're saved, they too will come to know their God purpose, and they will be able to fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come now, lifting up everyone that are bereaved in the hour of bereavement on tonight. We have so many that are going through bereavement. I especially lift up the family of the Blackwell, Ruby Blackwell's entire family, her daughters and grandchildren, and that entire family. They lost their mother. We funeralized her on last Friday. And then last Saturday morning, they got news that their grandmother had passed away also in North Carolina. So we lift that the Blackwell family up to you in prayer. Not only them, but everyone that are in the hour of bereavement on tonight all over the land. You know who they are and where they are. You know how to comfort and strengthen your people. Let them remember and know, Heavenly Father, that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to move by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies, those that are dealing with PTSD orders, those that are thinking about committing suicide, and those that are dealing with depression. We know that you are still working miracle signs and wonders even on today. So touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Continue to bless each listener. And we pray, Lord, that you, your word will go forth with power on tonight. Help us to decrease so that we will be able to receive your word and your word will be effective in our lives, that we can be examples of your son, Jesus Christ. And even sinners will know and see that we have Jesus in our life because of the way we love one another according to your word. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, on tonight, I do not have any announcements. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a music break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to yield the mic to my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He's going to be bringing forth God's word on tonight. And so I just want you all to know that you need to get your Bibles, you need to get your pens and paper, because a lot of people, they wonder, why do you ask that question, Brother Brown? The word of God lets us know that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we want you to be able to read it for yourself, see it for yourself, what God is saying to his people on tonight through his word. So now we're going to go to our music break, and following the music break, we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Aren't you grateful on tonight that Jesus Christ bought enough of you and I, came down from glory in the form of man, in the form of flesh, to pay our sin debt with his own sinless blood, his precious blood, his righteous blood on the cross for you and I, that we could be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father. Those who accept Jesus Christ as our risen Lord and Savior and personal Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So we thank God for that song on tonight. Jesus Christ thought our lives were worth living, that he sacrificed his life for you and I, that to set us free. So that's an awesome gift that Jesus Christ gave to mankind through the shedding of his blood for our redemption on tonight. So before I bring forth Pastor Norman King, I forgot to let the listeners know that you always can email me, because I do look forward to receiving emails from the listeners to get your comments and feedback pertaining to this ministry. And you may have new ideas about how we can improve this ministry, that God will be even more glorified. I'd like to hear from you. Please go to blogtalkradio.com/fervent ambassadors vessels. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com/fervent ambassadors vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. There's a little procedure that you have to go through to get to that point where you'll be able to click on. But I need your assistance so we can be even more of a blessing to the worldwide listeners. So, and once you do that, once you get to that site, then you want to click on follow. And I do want you to know, once again, I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And you know what? Before I bring forth Pastor Norman King, I just like to say to God, I just thank God for who he is. I thank God for his grace, his mercy, even his sufficient grace toward you and I. We know that we are not worthy of his grace, his mercy, or sufficient grace, but he is worthy to be praised. And so we just want to give God glory on tonight. And so right now what we're going to do, and once again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King as he get ready to bring forth God's word. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
We are so grateful, humbly grateful, for this opportunity tonight to be in God's way, to allow him to speak through this earthen vessel. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for my cousin James. I thank him for obeying God. I mean, that God is using this worldwide platform as another avenue to get his word out. Amen. And as I sit here tonight with this word that the Lord has given me, I'm going to go ahead and get right to it. Amen. God has a way. And we know the old folks say that's mighty sweet. And, we say things sometimes and we mean well, but it's our saying. And the point I'm making real quick before I open up tonight is that I'm sitting inside of a tractor and trailer truck preaching the gospel. And that's where I do most of the time when I'm on this show. And I can remember me saying stuff like, oh, I got to be moving. I got to be out. You know, I can't be sitting still. But see, God has a way, y'all. See, he will humble you. If Saul says, if you delight yourself in him, he shall give you desires of your heart. So sometimes our desires, how God manifests them, it may not be in the way that we thought. And I'm saying that to say that here I am sitting inside this rig preaching the gospel. Amen. And I thank God for this opportunity. Amen. As I get into the word tonight, amen. I'm going to be looking in the book of Exodus, the second chapter. I'm going to read verses 2 and 3 for our reference rendering. Then I'm going to expound on more than that to bring up certain points during the course of this message. So, according to Exodus, chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Verse 2, and the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Verse 3. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river brink. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we humbly tonight come before you, trusting you, depending on you and not ourselves, to speak through me, that I may decrease and that you may be increased, that your word will come forth in the way that it's been ordained for this night. We pray these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that the name of the Lord say amen, amen, and amen. Tonight, I'm coming from a topic is lessons from a devoted mother. Now, I'm quite sure that some of us can say that our mothers were devoted. I can't speak for yours. You can't speak for mine. So I'm going to speak about mine. Yes, my mother was a devoted mother, a devoted wife as well. And this message tonight is going to be a lesson that if you allow yourself to listen to the Holy Spirit speak, you see that the same things that she did back then, Moses' mother, I'm saying, it still applies today. And we're going to talk about some of her challenges, amen, in the midst thereof. But she had a made-up mind of doing what God had told her to do. And if we just do that alone, my brothers and my sisters, if we don't look at the circumstances, and sometimes we let the trial, we abort ourselves from God's assignment because of the trials. But here tonight, we got a lesson that is going to be talked about through the mother of Moses. And her name was Jochebed. That's Moses. They don't talk too much in the Bible about her name, but that was her name, Jochebed. That's the mother of Moses. Amen. And as we look into this message, it's gonna talk about Moses somewhat, but the main emphasis and the focus is to be upon the mother of Moses. Amen. Because sometimes we look at the person. Amen. It's something like, Bobby being a man, let me say it this way. People look at Norman King, but they don't realize there's Teresa King. Come on, huh? There's my wife, and my wife takes care of those tangible things that I may be impatient to deal with. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyway, as I get into this message tonight, it's going to talk about Moses' mother and the things that she did, even fearful. Sometimes you could be afraid, but still don't let it stop you from doing what you know you must do. Amen. Sometimes we allow fear to stop us. And here we got an example tonight that Moses' mother did not allow that to happen. So before I really get into the meat of this message, I want to expound. I'm going to go back a little bit, y'all, in Exodus, the first chapter. And I'm going to read some verses here because this is going to bring some clarity of the set thing that we're going to be talking about. Amen? So go back in Exodus 1. Let me see. Just bear with me. Amen. Just bear with me because it's some things that we need to look upon that kind of set the stage for this. Amen? Now, going back to Exodus, the first chapter, and I'm going to look around the sixth verse. Just follow me. I'm going to read it and paraphrase real quick to get to the meat. And it says in verse 6, Joseph died, and all his brethren. Matter of fact, I'm gonna read this from the New Living Translation. Just bear with me, saints. Amen. Bear with me, because I want to make sure that this is very crucial in this message tonight. It says in Exodus 1 and 6, New Living Translation. In time, Joseph and all of his brothers died, ending that entire generation. But their descendants, the Israelites, had many children and grandchildren. In fact, they multiplied so greatly that they became extremely powerful and filled the land. Eventually, a new king came to power in Egypt who knew nothing about Joseph and what he had done. He said to his people, "Look, the people of Israel now outnumber us and are stronger than we are. We must make a plan to keep them from growing even more. If we don't, and if war breaks out, they will join our enemies and fight against us, then they will escape from the country." So the Egyptians made the Israelites their slaves. I'm going to move on a little bit, okay? But the more the Egyptians oppressed them, the more the Israelites multiplied. Come on, y'all. That's the message right there, y'all. The more they oppressed them, the more the Israelites multiplied and spread. And the more alarmed the Egyptians became. So the Egyptians worked the people of Israel without mercy. They made their lives bitter, forcing them to mix mortar and make bricks and do all the work in the fields. They were ruthless in all their demands. See, that's what I'm saying. You can be upon all that pressure, but still don't deviate from your God assignment. Amen? Then, verse 15, then Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, gave this order. We're getting down to it, y'all. Of the Hebrew midwives, Sapphira and Pahor. Probably not pronounced right, but that's okay. Verse 16, when you help the Hebrew women as they give birth, watch as they deliver. If the baby is a boy, kill him. If it is a girl, let her live. But because the midwives feared God, they refused to obey the king's orders. That's the message right there, y'all. We should have a fear for God that we will refuse anything that anybody tried to impose upon us to go against God's word. Amen? The verse continues, says, they allowed the boys to live too. Come on. Verse 18. It says, so the king of Egypt called the midwives. Why have you done this? He demanded. Why have you allowed the boys to live? And listen to this right here. The Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, the midwives replied. They are more vigorous and have their babies so quickly that we cannot get there in time. Now, see, here we go again, saints of God. We got to be so on fire. Let me put it this way. So available for the Holy Spirit to work in a mighty way through us. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep reading. So, verse 20, so God was good to the midwives, and the Israelites continued to what? Multiply, growing more and more powerful. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. Verse 22, then Pharaoh gave this order to all his people. So every newborn Hebrew boy in the Nile River, but you may let the girls live. Now, tonight's lesson, as I said, is going to be lessons from a devoted mother. Amen? So we got here in Exodus, the second chapter, and it talks about Moses' mother. Amen? What did Moses' mother do? She did not deviate, y'all. So, in other words, she heard what they said, but she said, not on my watch. Now, I'm going to read this verse that I give you tonight. Exodus 2. Y'all bear with me. I'm starting off a little slow, but that's all right, because I'm trying not to miss some key points that's going to be a part of this message tonight. Amen. Now, I'm going to read the reference scripture tonight out of Amplified Bible to give you a little a different way how it's coming forth. Amen. Remember, our verses tonight is Exodus 2, verses 2 and 3. Listen to the, how the Amplified says it. Verse 2. And the woman became pregnant and bore a son. And when she saw that he was exceedingly beautiful, she hid him 3 months. Amen. When she saw that he was exceedingly beautiful. Amen. How do you look at your children? Come on, mothers. Amen. Do you see your children as a gift from God? Amen. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Amen. So we got to see our children as precious, hallelujah, as gifts from God. Amen. Moses' mother, she trusted God for what? To take care of her baby boy. Amen. Moses' mother was a godly woman. Amen. And the thing about it, my brothers and sisters, she was young. Amen. God has done some mighty things through the youth. Amen. A young woman who trusted God. And I always told my daughters, especially my youngest daughter, I said, listen, baby, one thing about our older generation, they had some of them, not saying all of them, some of them may not read or may could not write, but they had a trust in God. Moses' mother was young, but she trusted God with what? All of her heart. Amen. When we survey the pages of human history, godly mothers are few and far between. Amen. Mothers, come on. This is the Mother's Day message on a week after this. But my point is, I want this word to get to where it need to be. Amen. And you receive it. Sure. Amen. Mothers who truly believe God, who have the courage to stand up for God, like Moses' mother, and his demands for what? Righteousness. They are hard to find. Upon the face of earth, they are hard to find. But guess what, y'all? Nevertheless, godly mothers, what, do exist. So I hope that there's someone that's hearing this message that's need this message. Amen. And some of you may need to take it and share it with somebody else. Amen. So even though there may be few and far between, still some godly mothers exist. This mother, Jochebed, that's how you say it. Jochebed, Moses' mother, she gave up her son. And how many mothers is willing to give up their children? Amen. There's a quote that says that no one is poor who had or who have a godly mother. Come on, y'all. Amen. So I want this to sink home with somebody. Amen. If your mother is a godly mother, you ain't poor. Amen, because you understand the riches of Almighty God. Amen. In other words, I'm trying to say something, that there is a value of a godly mother. Amen. And Moses' mother saw that Moses had worth. And to you, my brothers and sisters, amen, I want you to see that your children, your child, they need to know and need to hear it from you especially that they have worth. Amen. Verse 2 says, when she saw that he was special, when she saw that he was beautiful, she was like, I acknowledge this gift from God. And I don't care what Pharaoh says, I'm not going to let my son be murdered. So I hear you, God. I'm speaking to some other night. Hear God. And whatever God said to you, obey. Because how about this right here? God got you. You know he got you. Amen? God, you see, the thing about this, y'all, this is a Holy Ghost setup. Amen? What God is saying, because he's showing you the beauty, now he also wants you to see the beauty in your child in the future. Amen? There are some matters that we need to take care of right now. Quit procrastinating. Amen? Take care of these matters because time is of the essence. And if you one of those mothers, I'm going to just focus this way because it's a Mother's Day message, amen. If you one of those mothers that send your child as your friend, your child is your friend, come on, huh? There are certain things that got to stop right now, amen. Your child is beautiful. Your child is special, amen. Now, what did Moses' mother did? She moved her son after 3 months of hiding him. Imagine you got a newborn. You heard the decree before he was born. Now think about it. Now look. This decree come out before he was born. Then you can say, well, if I have a child, I sure want to be a girl, because if I got a son, they gonna kill him. But most mamas said, not on my watch. I'm a have a trust in God. I'm gonna hide my son, because she's showing pure devotion to her Almighty God. Amen. She acknowledged when her son was born. I can only see. Come on, y'all. I can't really understand the fullness of it, but I can just see from my life experience how she saw this child, and she saw how special he was, and she saw that he was God's gift to her, and she saw that he had worth. She hid him as long as she could. The Bible said 3 months she hid him. I want to say to mother tonight, protect your kids. Amen. There's some things that you got to shield them from. Amen. Because we live in a time that they are learning too much too fast. Amen. I'm going to say again, they are learning too much too fast. Amen. Let me give you some background on Moses' mother. Moses' mother was a Hebrew of Levi's tribe. In other words, she was a slave of the lowest social rank and position imaginable. But guess what, y'all? She didn't make no mistakes. I mean, make no excuses. Amen. So I'm trying to say to somebody tonight, don't look at your social status and think you can't do this or can't do that. Because the scripture says, in 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, because greater is he who is in you than is he is of the world. So quit making excuses. Just trust God. Moses' mother trusted God. My word to you tonight, quit making excuses for why this and why that or whatever, and just be like Moses' mother example tonight. She trusts God. Amen? She trusts God. She didn't worry about what she didn't have. She just what? Trusted God. Amen? So my word to you tonight is just trust God. Believe him. Amen? Moses' mother is a great example to us. Amen? No matter how low or how far down we are, God will still use us. Amen. God will use us no matter how lowly our past. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to say something to somebody tonight, man. No matter what your education is, amen. No matter what your finances is, amen. No matter what how your appearance is, if we will only do what Moses' mother did, hallelujah. And what she do? She believed God, and what else? She followed after God. Amen. God would accept us and use us to bless the lives of many people throughout the world. All he's saying is just obey. You remember the old song that was song, Trust and Obey, because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus is to trust and obey. Amen. God always use people, amen, who make themselves what? Available to him. Amen. Is that all right, church? Just imagine their concern, the anxiety that they experienced. Amen. When Moses' mother saw that he was pregnant and the decree went out, if it's a boy, kill him. If it's a girl, let him live. Imagine what's going through the mind, because they didn't have technology like we are today. You can go and find out whether a boy or girl, whatever. But I'm going to fast forward. Amen. The point of the matter is that she didn't let anxiety or fear stop her from protecting her child. She said, not on my watch. Amen. Month after month, amen, as she was pregnant, all these things started going through her mind. And finally, the day came, and their worst fears became a reality. What was it? A baby boy. Amen. No, what his mother did, she did the courageous, righteous thing. She hid the child. Amen. And you are the mother. You got to protect your children. And you know what? And if you got grown children, you got to obey God's word and protect. Don't let them say, I'm old, I'm of age, whatever. Hey, bump all that. Amen. You say, you are my child. There's breath in my body, and I'm going to still continue. Now, you can't force them to do anything, but you can run your mouth in Jesus' name. Amen. Other words, the point is this. Moses' mother was a courageous and righteous woman. Amen. When she looked at Moses, God gave her a sense that her child was special. And God then told you the same thing. Your child is special. Do not let the sun go down, and you didn't speak those things that God told you to speak in reference to your children. Amen? His life was important to God. Amen? Your life important. But Moses' life was so important that God began to speak to his mother. In regards to what decree come down, you protect your child. Mothers tonight, protect your children. Amen? God's purpose for the child was far more important even than her love. And we got to see the same thing. It's beyond. You can love your child, you know, from however. I'm lost for words, but you get my point. But you got to understand that God loves them far beyond your love. But also, because he was, my Moses now, he was a special gift from God. Your child is what? A special gift from God. Amen? And you got to stand opposed to whatever decree, whatever it is that you know is not according to God's word when it comes to your children. Amen? God, it's a commandment. He commands you, mother. He commands you, father, to take care of your children according to his word. Children must be taught what? The word of God and the promise of God. They must be taught to what? Follow after God. In Deuteronomy 4:9, this is what it says. It says, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thy eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of the life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Amen? And this is my favorite here. This is Deuteronomy 6:7. It says in a different way. It says, and thou shalt teach them God's word diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Amen. Proverbs 6:7 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he won't depart from it. And that's why I go back to what I said a while ago. Yes, you should start, by matter of fact, while the mother is carrying the child, speak over the child, amen? But even when they're young, even when you got grown kids and you know they're not living right, come on, somebody, you still got to speak life into them and what? Not them. Is that all right, church? Speak life. Amen? Back to Moses' mother. She had to trust God. This word is for somebody tonight. God is telling somebody tonight, just trust me. You got to completely trust him and use the plan that God has for your child. That's what Moses did. Moses' mother knew that God had a plan. Amen? She made a watertight, ark-like basket. Yes. She put Moses in the basket and placed the basket among the reeds of the Nile River. No doubt she knew right where Pharaoh's daughter, see, this is set up, y'all, amen? She knew right where Pharaoh's daughter and probably other Egyptian officials bathed and swam. But she knew that Moses could be saved from the king's death threat only if some Egyptian official could find her, have compassion, and keep the child as his or her own. Thus, when she placed the ark-like basket in the Nile River, listen to this, y'all, she was trusting God to cause some Egyptian authority to find the baby and save him. Y'all see what I'm talking about tonight? In the midst of all that, this was the mindset of Moses' mother. I'm going to put him out here, wrap him up, and I'm going to just trust God that, however, look, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. So have it be, what's that, Romans 8:28, all things work together to them that love God and is called according to his purpose. Amen. Is that all right, church? I'm just trying to say something tonight, amen, that Moses' mother, she had faith, y'all. Amen. She had great wisdom and great faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when situations beyond our control will strike us, guess what? We need to lay the wisest plan we can and carry them on. Good God Almighty, huh? I'm going to read it again. When situations beyond our control strike us, we need to lay the wisest plan we can and carry them on. I'm going to reference that verse again, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to what? His purpose. Amen? Philippians 2:12 says, work out your own salvation, your deliverance, with fear and trembling. And James 1:5 says this, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, then give it to all men liberally, and upbraid it not. Does not find fault, and it shall be what? Given him. Amen. I'm winding down, but I sure hope that we are receiving this tonight. Amen. Another point. When situations beyond our control strike us, we need to trust God. I said it right. We need to trust God. Trust him completely. Amen. Psalm 34:22. It says, the Lord redeemeth the souls of his servants, and none of them that trusted in him shall be desolate. Come on, good God Almighty, huh? I'm going to read it again. The Lord redeemeth the souls of his servants, and none of them that trusted in him shall be desolate. Amen? Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. That's Psalm 37:3. In Psalm 37:5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. And like I said, this example of Moses' mother, Jochebed, she was a woman who trusted God. That's the bottom line. Amen. In the safety of the heart, the believer, I'm back to us now, has a sanctuary where the hard questions of life can be asked of God. It is through prayer. Amen. It is through prayer that God answers our most perplexing questions. Amen. It is through prayer that God meets our deepest needs. It is through prayer that God shows us what to do. Hallelujah. Prayer is where faith grows. It's where life impossibilities become God's solutions. Amen. I'm going to say it again. Prayer is where faith grows, where life impossibilities become what? God's solutions. Amen? I'm winding down. Matthew 7:7 says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Amen? John 15:7 says, if ye abide, and this is Jesus' words, y'all, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, I'm sharing some different examples, but the main thing is that these are the lessons we can learn from Moses' mother, Jochebed. Amen. She gave her son. She trusted God. Amen. Is that all right, church? She gave up her son when she realized that she could no longer hide him no more. She just trusted that God would protect him. And we got to do the same thing when our kids are out of our sight. Just trust God. Amen. His guiding hand. Amen. You have to know that his guiding hand is through the holy bit. Amen. God's spirit was hovering all around that small basket, y'all. And the little baby lion in it, see, this was a Holy Ghost setup. Amen. Now, look how everything worked out for good. The reeds held the basket close to shore, and they kept it from floating downstream with the current. Good God Almighty, huh? Strategically, she did this. No crocodile or passing dog came along to threaten the child. I want you to know tonight that God got you. Are you here in my church? God got you. Amen? The baby began to cry at just the right moment, right when Pharaoh's daughter lifted the lid to the basket. Amen? Isn't that awesome, y'all? Huh? I'm talking tonight about the things that a devoted mother would do. And see, God had everything set up. Now, if she had not obeyed God, her son possibly would have died. But, and I'm trying to stir you tonight to become more intimate with God. Amen. That you will hear his voice when he speaks to you. Amen. Because this example, this lesson we can learn from Moses' mother is that she trusted God. Amen. She trusted God. And we got to trust God. Amen. Trust him. Amen. In regards to how things may seem, no matter how it look, I said, no matter how it seems, it doesn't matter how it look, we got to trust God. Amen. Just trust God. Believe God. And know that everything is taken care of. Amen. Your child, give your child over to the Lord. Amen. If there's some things that you're not doing tonight the way you know you should, just repent. Turn from that way. And learn from the example of this mother who hid her son 3 months, but she realized she could no longer hide him. See, circumstances will desperate situations will cause you to meet God in a way like never before. And I know I'm speaking as a witness, and some of you can witness the things God has done for you already. And what God is saying, I get to remind you, if I did it for you before, guess what? He'll do it again. Amen? When she could no longer hide him, she dropped him in the weeds. When she trusted God, amen? I'm going to say it again, but she trusted God. She put him in the hands of Almighty God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, who is my Lord and my Savior, I thank you for this word tonight. I cannot do anything without you, but Philippians 4:13 says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So I pray that there's someone who got your word tonight and that they may apply it. And if it's anyone that's need to be on the repentance side to turn from the way they are to make things right with you, because I know you've been speaking to them, I pray that they receive that tonight and get themselves back in right standing with you. And I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior, that the Redeemer of the Lord say amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, I'm going to play this song, but this song been on my heart for a while. I didn't realize it until here that this is what I'm supposed to play tonight. Amen. But now, this song is by Janice Gaines, and it's a song that it says, wait on you. And I'm going to play it, and I'm going to come back because we got time. I'm going to come back and say a few things at the end of it.
Anybody wanna talk about it? Is anybody else?
pray. Amen. And one thing I like about that song, I think about Moses' mother. I think about Moses' mother, you know, all this happening. But yet, she said, I'm going to wait on you. I'm waiting on you, Lord. And even you in your own personal life, amen, you got something that you're so close, about ready to give up. But you just have to trust God. Wait on him. Amen. He's an on-time God. Amen. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. So don't get into a rush. Amen. I told a young man tonight, I said, we got to be disciplined. We got to have patience. Amen. So praise God. I love you. I love God, first of all. And I thank you, brother, cousin James, for another opportunity. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. In your hands, brother James.
Amen. Praise the Lord again on tonight. What an awesome word. A much needed word for such a time as this. I love the title of this message. It's a powerful message, too. Even though, like he said in the opening of his message on tonight, even though it's after Mother's Day, this is still a lesson that every mother can learn from. The message title that he brought forth on tonight is titled Lessons Learned from a Devoted Mother. And that's what this message was all about. Even though Moses' mother is a great example, when you are devoted to God, when you are being used by God and you have children, you have to show your faithfulness in God and your trust in God. And when you put your children in the Lord's hands, you got to know by faith that he gave you them children and he's going to take care of those children as you continue to pray and trust God and not your own way. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And guess what he's going to do? He's going to direct your path. Not only will he direct your path as a mother, he's going to direct your children's prayers, or path pertaining to your prayers and your faith that you have in him. So we thank God for this awesome word on tonight regarding Moses' mother. A dedicated mother gave her child back to the Lord, knowing that he was in danger, but she trusted God, and God delivered, and he came through. And what an awesome word we have received on tonight through this message. I pray that it has been received in love. For such a time as this, you too can be a devoted mother by putting your faith and trust in God on tonight. Before we close the night show or program, I was so excited about hearing this message on tonight, I forgot to give you all the spiritual food for thought for tonight. But the Lord works everything out for a reason. The way he did it tonight, it was meant for me to give you all the spiritual food for thought after the message. Because in a different way, I believe that this message through the spiritual food for thought is going to kind of tie in with this message that we just received from Pastor Norman King. And tonight's spiritual food for thought says, always remember that you are unique, just like everyone else. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Always remember that you are unique, just like everyone else. See, Moses was unique. God had a divine purpose for Moses' life. And because he had a devoted mother, she trusted God. And she knew that she had a unique son, and God was going to do mighty things through him. And she put her faith and her trust in God. And that's what you and I have to do, even on tonight. Mothers, take heed to this word on tonight. If you don't know how to pray, if you never prayed, you need to learn how to pray. You need to get in God's word. Get before God's face and with your heart open, because he do reward those who are faithful to him and who calls on him in faith, knowing that he's going to do just what he said he's going to do, even regarding your children. I love what you said, Pastor Norman King, regarding mothers today. So many mothers, you find them, they said that they're the mother of children, but they're the mother and their children's best friend. No, you can't be your child's best friend. You need to be the mother that God has called you to be in these last and evil days. Be the mother that God has appointed you to be over your child's life or your children's life if you have more than one, that God can use their child through you, through your prayers, through your faith and hope and trust in God, that God is going to use your child because they too are unique just like everyone else. So I pray that you have received this word in love on tonight and continue to lift up the mothers on tonight, that they will continue to wait on the Lord just like Moses' mother did. And look what God did through her son Moses, how he led his people through the promised land. So we thank God for this message on tonight. We thank God for Pastor Norman King. We're going to close out in prayer on tonight, as we always do. I'm asking all listeners, please pray with me once again. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, We thank you for your mercy, your sufficient grace toward each one of us. We know that we are not worthy of them. We don't deserve them. But we thank you for them in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word that has went forth through Pastor on tonight. It's our prayer and hope and desire that your word has been received in love, and that your word is going to be manifested through the listeners on tonight, those that are devoted mothers, that you have ordained to be mothers, that they know that their children, too, are unique and have a purpose. You have ordained them to be born into this world that they can only feel for your glory in the earth. So now, Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your word. We bless you on tonight. Even through our trials and our tests, our tribulations, we know that you're worthy to be praised. So now, Lord, we ask that you be moved by your spirit, and every door is going to be open in your son Jesus' name on tomorrow, that your word will go forth with power, that those that are not saved, that are sitting under your word on tomorrow, they will hear your word and receive your word. They will open their own mouth to confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask to be saved in his name. Then on tomorrow, that every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name, that backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow. As you move by your spirit, and every door that's open in Jesus' name on tomorrow is our prayer in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. We thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. All the people of God said, amen. But that's the word for tonight. Again, I pray that you receive this word on tonight. Don't take it lightly. Don't take this word lightly. And remember that you can always go back to the archives and pull up tonight's show. Just go back to my website. If you came in, you tuned in late, and you did not get all of this word tonight, go back to my website. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/servant ambassadors vessels. And once you get there, you will see tonight's message. Click on that program for tonight, and you will be able to receive all of the message that you may have missed on tonight. So this word was for somebody on tonight, and I thank God for using Pastor Norman King to deliver it with such power. That God, we know that God was glorified, and the enemy, Satan, is even more horrified. So know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night. My soul loves you.